कांतोलाओ सेकन बाय सेकन जो पास होता है उसमें पदम है, तो कितनी कमाई हो रही है। अच्छा मीठे मीठे बोलो, मीठे 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 शिकिल दे बच्चों प्रति, मात पिता बाप दादा का याद प्यार गुड मॉर्निंग, रूहानी बाप की रूहानी बच्चों को नमस्ते, रूहानी बच्चों की रूहानी बाप को नमस्ते। दाना के लिए मुख्य सार, विजय माला में परोने के लिए, इस शरीर से डिटैच होने का पूरा पूरा पुरुषार्थ करना है, देहमान को छोड़ते जाना है, इस दुनिया को बुद्धि से भूलना है, टू मच धन की लालच में नहीं जाना है, दूसरा बाप के याद के सिवाय दूसरा कोई चिंतन न रहे, कभी भी बाप से वापराई से रूठना नहीं है। वरदान, अटेंशन प्लीज, अन्य आत्माओं के सेवा के साथ साथ स्वयं की भी सेवा करने वाले सफलता मूर्त भव। सेवा में सफलता मूर्त बनना है तो दूसरों की सर्विस के साथ साथ अपनी भी सर्विस करो। जब कोई भी सर्विस पर जाते हो तो ऐसे समझो कि सर्विस के साथ साथ अपने भी पुराने संस्कारों का अंतिम संस्कार करते हैं। जितना संस्कारों का संस्कार करेंगे, जितना संस्कारों उसका संस्कार करेंगे उतना ही सत्कार मिलेगा। सभी आत्माएं आपके आगे मन से नमस्कार करेंगे, लेकिन बाहर से नमस्कार करने वाले नहीं बनाना, मानसिक नमस्कार करने वाले बनाना। स्लोगन, बेहद के सेवा का लक्ष्य रखो तो हद के बंधन से टूट जाएंगे। समझा ना, बेहद के सेवा में का लक्ष्य रखो, है ना, तो हद के बंधन छूट जाएंगे, फ्री हो जाएंगे ना। अच्छा सत्ताईस जुलाई कल के लिए, सबसे दूर लाइट किसकी जाती है? सबसे दूर की लाइट किसके जाती? लाइट हाउस की। अब आपको लाइट हाउस और सर्च लाइट बनना है। रवाजी बल्ब नहीं बनो, जो अपने अंदर सर्च करेंगे वही सर्च लाइट बनेंगे, जो अंदर अपने सर्च करेंगे वही सर्च लाइट बनेंगे।
जमालिया है पास में, बुला लिया है पास में, बुला लिया तेरे वतन की याद ने दुनिया को भुला दिया। चलते हैं जब जमीन पर लगता गगन में, चल रहे उमंग में है उड़ रहे, तेरे रंग में है ढल रहे, तेरे रंग में है ढल रहे, दिल की बातें सुनते बाबा बाहों में उठा लिया। तेरे वतन की याद ने दुनिया को भुला दिया। जहान में उजली उजली रोशनी निराले आसमान में, निराले आसमान में, संसार से अलग ही संसार है बना दिया। तेरे वतन की याद ने दुनिया को भुला दिया। वो छिपा लिया, छिपा है जो दिखा दिया। तेरे वतन की याद ने दुनिया को भुला दिया। हमें प्यार में समा लिया है पास में, बुला लिया है पास में, बुला लिया तेरे वतन की याद ने दुनिया को भुला दिया।
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
बाबा जब बच्चे बच्चे कहता है तो अपन को फीलिंग आया मेरे को कैसे बच्चा कहता है।
When Baba says बच्चे बच्चे child child then what is the feeling that you have?
बच्चा बच्चा कहता है।
What children is Baba referring to when he's speaking child child?
माँ बाप हमेशा बच्चा बड़ा भी हो जाता है बच्चा ही कहता है।
For the parents, doesn't matter how old the children become, they're still always the little children. The child would also call the father, father. But as the child grows older in the father's vision, as the child is young, the father has love. As the child grows up, the father has blessings for the child. Whilst the child is young, the father gives so much love. As the child grows old, then it's like becomes worthy to receive the blessings of love. The feeling from the heart is, it's just Baba's blessings. It's not that you're feeling Baba's love, more than that, there's Baba's blessings. So it's the love that made you worthy to receive those blessings. If I become worthy to receive blessings, then it says, so I put a stamp on myself for every cycle. Then it's like it happens the same every cycle. Since a long time I haven't revised this with you, that and this I feel has been in me for a long time. Three things that I am always paying attention to. We've become Baba's children. So Baba has made three things very firm as the essence of knowledge. Child, always remember, who am I? Remember that from the moment you took birth to the moment you die. You took birth to Baba and Baba told you who you are. So you became aware of the self. Until you have the feeling of yourself as a soul, it's as though you haven't taken another birth. God is saying you are a soul, so you instantly become detached. He himself is detached from the body, he doesn't come into the cycle of rebirth, and so when he says this, he says it with so much power. So the soul is trapped in the body and bodily relations, and God is beyond the body and relations. Liz, what do you think? Baba speaking to the Maharathi, so strike the arrow. How's the arrow going to strike someone? Just as the arrow has struck you, then let it strike others also. Baba is giving you drishti, he doesn't even need to say anything. And through that drishti, he is making you realize who you are. So die from the body, become completely peaceful. Baba is giving drishti directly to the soul and then reminds the soul of its home. Where have you come from? Just see. Soul, see where you've come from. Who's telling you this? It's God who's telling you this, and so experience that happiness. There's so much happiness then that yes, I am a soul. Baba is saying you are a soul.
Atma.
Then you become aware of where you are. Where am I? I'm in front of God. All this body, bodily relations, all of this is something that I'm not concerned with. When the soul dies, leaves the body physically, there isn't any happiness. But leaving the body in this way, with this detachment, there's happiness. In the golden age, you don't cry when you leave the body. Here, dying in such a way that there's total peace experience, and others also die with that. Knowing that everyone is already dead in this state of peace and silence. Knowing that this is the old world, it's a world that doesn't belong to me, it's a dirty world. It's a confluence agent, so you've died to the old world, which is a dirty world. And instead you're in this beautiful world of the confluence age. So experience where you're sitting. This is my desire, that you feel and experience where you're sitting. And just become lost in that experience. And then it's guaranteed.
बस अनेक जन्मों के संस्कार जो विकारी संस्कार है विकर्म किए हुए हैं विनाश करता हूं विनाश हो जाते हैं
Baba's guaranteed that all the sins of the many past births will be totally destroyed
विकारी संस्कार छोटे मोटे
Until now, it's like the little, the big sanskars of the vices still bring storms to you. The sanskar of sulking, sulking is also a sanskar. What does it make you do? It's like you create just havoc when you're sulking. You just don't want to be involved in anything else. Your face changes completely. But those who are very simple, innocent, very easygoing, they don't sulk.
Never.
They're constantly seeing the father, and so they feel intoxicated. One is the wrong type of intoxication, the other is the right type of intoxication. With the wrong intoxication, you begin to sulk. I've done this service, no one's listening to me, no one appreciates what I'm doing, no one values what I'm doing. Then they don't enjoy the food, they can't go to sleep. But when you have the right type of intoxication, the intoxication of becoming Narayan, the partner of Lakshmi, Lakshmi being the elements and nature, and so being Narayan, the master of the elements and nature. So then you develop those qualifications, the godly qualifications. Then you receive that, receive God's virtues as an inheritance from Him. So God is giving you His virtues as an inheritance. God is pleased with the child, and so He gives the children the inheritance of His own property, the virtues that He has. A couple of days ago, Dadi was traveling with Chintipen and speaking about this. What difference there is in happiness, intoxication. Happiness should be there all the time. Sometimes there's a reason and the happiness decreases. And so you should put yourself right instantly. Not that if you're not happy with something, you turn yourself away and then you start going in the wrong direction. That means that there are omens on the soul. Bad omens. Just realize God has given so much to you. So you should have so much happiness of that. Eat the nourishment of happiness and the illness of worry will be removed. that it feels even now some people haven't become free from this illness of worry because they don't eat the nourishment of happiness. Those who are worried, they're not able to sleep properly at night, they're not able to take rest. If they're not able to take benefit of the company and they feel, well, no one belongs to me, no one feels that I am theirs, I don't feel that I have any brothers or sisters. So what's the language that you're speaking? Just realize what you're saying. Stay in happiness, be working with everyone and remain happy then also. So it doesn't matter whether you're alone or with everyone else, but you're always happy. So those who remain happy in this way, they become strong. Due to any reason, if you remain unhappy, it's as though you're making yourself weak. So if I feel I'm weak, let me make myself strong by putting myself in a furnace. If I'm a weak brick, then just by even lifting, the brick breaks. And others would say, well, why did you hit this one? Well, they're strong, so nothing should affect them. If you're weak, you feel, well, this one beat me, this one did this one did that, and you get very quickly affected. But where you're strong, then whatever anyone does, you're not affected at all. Doesn't matter whether others beat you or throw you around, but because you're strong, you'll never say, well, this one did this, that one did this. The weak ones will say, this one did this, this one beat me, this one threw me around, but strong ones, they'll never blame others. So I want to become Baba's true, strong, firm child. This is the aim that I have to keep. First true and honest, and then firm and strong. Such that no matter what tests come in front of you, strong ones really strong, and others can see, yes, this one is very firm, very strong. Baba said, children, remember, understand what the power of yoga is. And Baba also said, remembrance is very easy, so don't get tired in remembrance. When you become tired, you're not able to have remembrance. If you're tired, you say, well, I don't want to sit here, I just want to go away. So even getting tired is an illness. One is the illness of worry, the other is the illness of getting tired, the other is the illness of sulking. And the cure for all illnesses is just one. Stay in remembrance in such a way, internally within yourself, that doesn't matter what situations come in front of you, because of Baba's remembrance, the situation finishes and you don't even remember that situation. And then someone asks you and you feel, well, I don't remember that, it's forgotten completely. You've been moving along with Baba's remembrance, and so the situations are completely forgotten. Baba said, people go on the pilgrimage with that deep bhavna, and so they don't get tired. When you're doing something with that bhavna, you don't get tired, just like those people on their pilgrimage. They're aware that they have to reach their destination to the end. They may become thin, lose weight, they may become fall ill, but still they'll feel that, no, I don't want to return, I want to complete the pilgrimage. If they turn back, it's because they've been pulled by the world back at home. So same way, if you're constantly pulled by the old world, then you become tired, you become breathless, and then you lose courage. And then because of losing courage, you're defeated. Just imagine a soul that was going to become part of the Rosary of Victory. Everything was going well, making very good effort, having done very good service, a very loving soul, very cooperative, never complaining about others. No one else complains about this soul. And yet even such a soul says, well, I'm tired.
मुस्लिम पर क्या हुआ क्यों थका हुआ है
Why did tiredness come? It's like there isn't the practice of becoming bodiless. The practice of being bodiless, the power of Baba's remembrance and remembrance of the home. So you need the power of these three things at the same time. Bodiless, Baba's remembrance and the home. So become detached here. Second. It shouldn't even take you 2 seconds. You're talking about just a minute, but this minute also will be very successful when you're able to detach yourself in a second. If you're not able to put yourself in a second, then you can't put yourself right in a minute or even 10 minutes. It has to happen in just a second.
Baba said direct Musada.
We had asked Baba directly in the early days. Baba himself used to say, yes, the destination is high, it takes a long time. And then Daddy was saying, well, Baba, you speak about Jivan Mukti, liberation in life in a second. And I remember that scene very clearly in front of me. Yes, the destination is high, it has taken us time, and yet it takes just a second. So Baba demonstrated then. Child, it takes just 1 second. Maya also touches you in just a second. It's like a touch me not, but the moment you touch, Maya touches you, you wilt. It takes Maya just 1 second to make us wilt. So why should it not take me 1 second to just remember Baba and learn to smile? When Maya comes, she comes in just 1 second. Doesn't take even 1 minute. How did she come? Where did she come from? You're not even aware of it. When thieves come, then you wonder where they came from. Which a window was open, which door was open, you begin to investigate all of this. But it's as though the thieves had already researched everything of where to come from, what time to come, in the same way Maya has done the same. Maya's already created a plan to come. She has the practice of every cycle to defeat us. And Baba's making us practice to become victorious. It's again a matter of every cycle. Maya defeats you every cycle, but you stay in Baba's remembrance and definitely become victorious every cycle. Maya comes, you challenge her. Okay, you can come, just see. You're ready beforehand, in advance, ready with your weapons. Not that when Maya comes, you begin to search for a point that maybe this will help me chase away Maya. Whilst you're still looking for the point, Maya comes and causes trouble. So it's not a question of remembering a point of knowledge, but to become the point in just a second. Just grind these ingredients within yourself and you'll feel the intoxication. Maya snatches away your happiness. But when you grind your own ingredients, you churn this knowledge yourself, you feel that intoxication. Who am I? Who do I belong to? Just thinking about this and you feel intoxicated. You remember who you were. I am the same one of the previous cycle. Baba, I am going to claim my full inheritance from you. And then whether you say it or not, Baba was a child, you have to claim it. You did that in the previous cycle too. And you say, yes, Baba, I'm definitely going to claim that. I don't have anything else to do. There's nothing else to do, no situations, hear no evil, see no evil, you're completely free. So those who've understood this, they're the ones who can claim their inheritance. And those who see a little bit of evil, who hear a little bit of evil, they lose their inheritance. You'd already got it in your hands. You were dancing with happiness, but you heard something evil and you lost your inheritance. Baba said Baba's looking at the Maharathis. Maharathis will not listen to anything useless, anything evil. They won't relate that to anyone else either. The only useful things is to listen to Baba's things and relate that to others. And that is, even if someone doesn't want to listen to that, I still speak to them about it. They get tired listening to these things. Yesterday also, last night Daddy was in Hansla for a program and was asking Shashi Ben why she wasn't there. The other night in Surbiton also, there was a program where Daddy had gone, it's nearby, near Greenfield, and so Daddy was saying, well, why don't you come? One of the original souls from that area and yet is not present in the program. Not to have your presence in such programs where we had such wonderful chit-chat. There was a kind of interfaith gathering yesterday in Hounslow. Yesterday they were telling Daddy it's time to finish. They were showing her the watch, the clock, that it's now time to finish. Daddy is saying, well, someone wanted to ask a question, and Daddy is saying, well, they're telling me it's time to wind up, and you're still wanting to ask a question? In the early days, they used to tell Daddy, don't force this knowledge on anyone. They don't want to hear it, so don't say it. In the early days, the mothers used to force their children to drink something which was very bitter. Even though the child didn't want to drink it, the mother would force the child to drink it, even though the child was kicking around, so that as he grows older, the child doesn't fall ill. If they've had these things in their childhood, then as they grow older, they become strong, and it's useful to have had this drink. The mother doesn't worry about the child spitting it away, but she just forces it on them. Daddy also is not bothered if people don't come to say Om Shanti to her, if they don't want to listen to her, but Daddy is not going to stop speaking. What is my duty? If I don't become my own friend, then Baba is not going to be my friend. God's not going to become my companion just like that. I have to become worthy first. He'll become a companion of someone of such quality. If someone's crying or sulking or turning their face away, how's God going to make them his companion? All the questions yesterday were from the based on the book Companion of God, and all the slogans they had done, bookmarks, all of them also came from the book. And that he said, well, it's because you haven't read the book Inside Out that you're asking these questions. Inside Out is full of the questions and answers, and you get the answer of what you have to keep in yourself. The things of outside should not touch you at all. The moment you see something from outside, you think about something from outside, your face wilts, and then you remember the things of the early days before Gyan. But don't get tired. Know that the destination of the morning is not far off. Morning is coming tomorrow. Baba said in the Murli what there is today and what there's going to be tomorrow. Today at the confluence age, you're sitting in front of Baba. Tomorrow, in the golden age, you'll be in the kingdom. If you remember even this much, then everything is good. Today, you're in front of Baba at the confluence age. It's not that we're going home, but sitting in home, we're remembering our father. This is how we have to leave the body. We have to rehearse it in this way, and then we'll be leaving our body in this way in the golden age. Whatever you have, use it in a worthwhile way. Don't remember other beings. Don't think, well, my child will eat from this, my grandchildren will eat from this. No one's going to take any of that. From the early days, Baba has been saying, some people's wealth will be buried in the underground. Some people will be looted by the thieves. Some people's wealth will be burnt, but only that which has been used in God's name will be that which has been spent in a worthwhile way. And so if you've given everything to God, He will look after it. He is responsible, and so He will look after it. Some people fall ill and they say, well, who's going to look after me? But whatever actions you've performed, if you've performed good righteous actions, then God will look after you. But if you're worried, well, who's going to look after me and you haven't performed those actions, then who's going to look after you? Whatever you have done by yourself, if you've not been careless, if you've done service in God's home with an honest heart, if you've always remained happy, then God will look after you. But if you've got everything and yet you complain, then God will not be with you. He won't help you. If you say, well, I don't have this, I don't have that, and if you're constantly demanding, then what's God going to do for you? The child says, Baba, I sit with you, I eat with you, I do everything with you, I speak to you, I listen to you. Then Baba says, okay, child, your final moments will be the same also. So sit and think about what remembrance is all about. Not even just churning, but the power of that experience, which then instills faith in others too. Whoever comes into your company, they feel, yes, this one has a lot of faith. I also want to do the same. And you think, well, I'm also thinking about that. I should think about the future. Why should I should keep something for my security? And they feel, yes, you're right. You should keep something for yourself. And so, yes, fine. Just think about yourself. If you're constantly worried about your future in this way, and worried about others, then why should God worry about you? Remain a carefree emperor. The golden age's sovereignty will come into your hands if you've got the habit of remaining a carefree emperor at this time, feeling that there's no one as happy as I am. White clothes, empty pockets, and yet being the emperor of the world. In the golden age, there'll be just a few souls and you won't have that intoxication. But here, all souls are present and in front of everyone, you feel yourself to be the emperor. Knowing that this impure world is changing, all souls will be transformed. When we change, then everyone else will also change, and we can see this happening. There's no doubt about this. People used to previously doubt this, but now they feel that, yes, we are changing the world. But I have to have this much intoxication. Baba used to call us the Mast Fakirs, the intoxicated wandering beggars, the fakirs who don't have anything of their own. They don't have anything, not even a stick that they have to hold, not even this urn in which they can keep their food, but they have just the five fingers of their hand with which to eat. They can feed others, they can eat with their own hands. So Baba said, break, let go. You don't want anything for yourself and forget everything else. Those who develop this deep habit inside of remaining soul conscious, they don't hold on to any situation for even 1 second. They just let go of everything. To hold on to a situation means you're not going to take a step forward. It's as though you're stuck in that place and you feel pain when you try to move then. The day before that you were saying, well, you give me beautiful flowers, but I'm not going to sit there holding the flowers. Yes, keep the flowers for everyone to take the fragrance from. I don't want them for myself. I'm not going to sit there holding it, whatever's been given to me. Just keep it there and let everyone take benefit from it. Either keep it so that everyone can benefit from it or give it to someone. What will be your condition if you're still holding on to the things of the past? That's rubbish. It'll make you ill. You'll catch infection. The other day in the at the Junkie Foundation meeting, they're talking about when the surgical gloves came into use, that they don't get infected. So you have to be very careful of your hands too, both hands. Give donation and the omens can be removed. You have to work together, but you can't sit there holding your hands together like that throughout the whole day. You have to use both your hands. Your hands are also teaching you, because you have fortune in your hands. All of you are fortunate. Why do you bother looking at others, what they're like? Just see them as being the good children. See the goodness in each one. They're seeing, speaking, listening. So whatever you do this in the right way, you feel the intoxication of that. Where it's practical, you feel that intoxication. Where it's not practical, then that intoxication wears off. It's a totally different kind of intoxication where you're practicing something constantly all the time. So remain so intoxicated that there's a gathering of this gathering of those people who are intoxicated. So who's going to take up this duty? Om Shanti. This is very good intoxication. So make sure that you don't ever get the wrong type of intoxication of body consciousness, that Baba would have to show you a stern eye. Om Shanti.
Bye.